Friends, this is Morgan Snyder, and welcome to another Become Good Soil prayer. One of our hopes as parents is to first model a kingdom life, and then secondly, give our kids increasing access to the kingdom of God. And over the years, we found ourselves growing and maturing into a practice of a daily prayer that is both a modeling and an access to our children, but also a fundamental way that we can connect personally with God and orient our days around God in his kingdom. And so our daybreak prayer is a version of our daily prayer and the process of daily prayer. We go through four parts, the first part being consecration, the second being enforcing and establishing the kingdom of God over everything entrusted to our care. The third part is a liturgy of sorts, where we center around the big ideas that we find core to our faith and our walk with God. And the fourth part is a time of listening. Now that we've consecrated, enforced, centered in the deep truths and realities of the kingdom, then we all pause and do a time of listening. All of that can be found at becomegoodsoil.com under the Daybreak Prayer. But here I wanted to pray together for you the liturgy that we share as the part three of our daily prayer. And so let's begin. Father, thank you that our story begins with you and ends in all things being made new. We choose to trust that you love us with the same love that you have for your son, Jesus. Therefore, we will not give way to fear. We agree with who you are. We agree with what you are doing. And we agree with how you are doing it. We ask for a revelation of your affection today. And we ask that you would make the impossible possible. We put on the armor of God, shoes of the gospel, belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, and shield of faith. We choose to wield these weapons at all times in the Spirit. We accept your acceptance of us. We choose to live in the present moment. We ask for a wise and discerning heart. We unite our heart with your heart. We choose to listen to your voice. And we ask you to father us and mother us today. We ask in all things in us and through us, your kingdom would come and your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. We declare the truth that whatever I have and wherever I am, I can make it through the one who makes me who I am. God, how else would you have us pray today? And what is it that you want to speak to us today? Friends, this, as mentioned at the beginning, is merely part three of a four-part process that we as a family go through each day to consecrate our day, to enforce the kingdom, to move through the big ideas and creedal statements of our faith, and then go into listening to turn our attention and our affection to God. All of this has been cultivated over time. It began with a very simple prayer of asking God to center us in his love and taking on the armor of God every day. But it's grown into this current version. And so I share this and trusting it to you so that you and your family can grow in ever deeper wholeheartedness and union with God. And so thank you for joining us. And you can find out more at becomegoodsoil.com.